This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. You can also call us at 844-551-8255. Glad you're here. So I want to begin with a letter, an email we got from Bob. Bob's from Gordonville. He says, "Hey, Kevin, where have you been? I know you were in New York for Fox News. I saw you on The Story." I think it was a different thing. But he says, "There haven't been any podcasts. Are you going in a new direction? Please let us know. We miss your sanity and wit. I enjoy hearing about your youth and admire your ingenuity and your rising above the turmoil to become who you are today." Well, Bob, I appreciate the note. I will tell you, I have been traveling. I had to move. So that's been the main reason you haven't heard much from me. We ran Best Of shows, and then I had one of my producers do the show last week for a few days. But I also want to get into a letter that I got from a Japanese leftist lady. She's email stalking me. And I've got too many notes from her to read them all, but I just want to get to the crux of what she told me. She says that I was sad. She called me sad. She says, "You're so sad." That's the way she ended her last email with me. Because we've been going back and forth. She's telling me that I'm not thinking like other black people, blah, blah, blah. Her last name is Tanaka. Which, of course, sets her up for a lot of ridicule on my part. "Are you here, Tanaka Miyata? What are you doing here?" So, but I'm sorry, I'm getting tickled thinking about her. But we've been going back and forth. And every time she gives me something, I very gingerly, in a comedic way, give her something to think about. And I know I'm changing her. I know I'm getting to her. But she finally ended it with, "You're sad." I'm not sad. I'm actually rather happy. I'm rather pleased with myself. But what really got her was when I named her Gojira. I don't call her by her name. I call her Gojira. And so it was getting to her for a while, and then she finally caught on and said, "You know what, I better respond back funny." And she did, and I had to share this with you guys. She said, "You're very clever." and she spelled clever, C-R-E-V-E-R, which I thought was really good. So we're starting to bond. Me and Gojira are starting to bond. But it really is a funny exchange. And what's crazy about it is, she's a Japanese woman who I can't even remember what the it's kind of like a husband and wife. Like, you don't even remember what the original argument is, right, guys? Right? You just like, okay, I did something wrong, right? Yeah, okay. So, but I don't remember what we were even arguing about at this point. But I'm not letting up, because she thinks that because she's a Japanese woman that I'm supposed to feel sympathy. I'm like, look, don't be coming over here telling me how to think about a topic. You know, again, I tell everybody, I'm interested in your points of view. If you want to discuss it, if you say, "Kevin, you ought to be like every other black, and you ought to be," well, then you just lost me. What do you mean I need to be like everybody else? What's monolithically Japanese, Gojira? You know, tell me, what's monolithically white? What's monolithically Latino? Nothing. The only thing that I know that works monolithically is when you, and for the record, nothing does. But the closest thing to it is when you start getting into human nature. Not black and white and this or that, but poor people, rich people. If you say to me, rich people tend to not care about what they spend, I agree. Poor people tend to watch what they do with their money. I agree. Does it mean 100%? No, but by nature of the beast, that's the way things work out. But man, so look, I love getting mail from you guys and having a good time, but this lady cracked me up, man. Gojira Tanaka. And she listens to the program, and that's good. I'm glad she does, because she's here to learn. She won't admit that, but she's here to learn. And she should be. She should be fascinated with what we have to say on this program, because you don't get that. I'm going to delve more into this situation with Google today. And I want you to understand what's going on with Google. You've got a young man, an engineer, who says to Google, look, we have to change the culture where we can't talk about certain things, where we are hurting, stifling thoughts and stifling ideas, because that's what's going to ultimately hurt us. And in sharing his view, Google fires him. He's saying you can't bring up anything about women without repercussions. And what do? They give him a repercussion. What kind of world do we live in? Where women are off limits. What were we talking about? The other day. It was something. I was having a conversation with my sister, and it had something to do with women. And it was women can do this one thing that men couldn't. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'll think about it during the break, and I'll try to let you guys know what it was. But if women want to be equal to men, which I don't understand why you would want to lower yourselves to become equal to us, but fine. But if you want to be equal to us, then you gotta take the jives. You gotta be prepared to smell the sulfur when we play Pull My Finger, because that's the kind of crap that guys do. And you gotta be prepared to, if you want to be in a quote man's world, it's a world that says grow up, you know, buttercup. You gotta have your big boy pants on. And you gotta be ready for that. I don't understand this double standard when it comes to, oh, I want to be all woman or whatever, but then at the same time, I want you to coddle me in the workforce. And I want you to coddle me, please. I just need a hug. You know, come on. Grow up, ladies. Put away the dresses. Get on some pants, okay? I'm not talking about conservative women. You guys know how I feel about y'all. Oh, yeah. You ladies are the salt of the earth. You are what we men aspire to. But leftist women, jeez, they skipped right over dudes. They skipped over swine and went right down to the bottom of the barrel. I don't know. If we had a hierarchy of crap, they went to the bottom. Feminists are mean-spirited, ugly human beings. And I mean, they're just one level above human. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they barely qualify to be human. Now, they can get mad at me, but it's just true. You know, feminists don't help the cause of women. They certainly don't help men. They hate us. And you would ask them, why? Did you ever have a daddy? You know, a brother? What happened to you? I don't even want to know. I don't want to go there. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I promise you, we're going to have a fun show today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I hope you're having a good time. We are swamped. Man, I cannot tell you guys how busy I am. I need three helpers, seriously. And there are people out there that listen to the program. They want to be involved. Volunteer to help us. And I hope you live in the Phoenix area, particularly Gilbert, because I need a Friday. What do they call them? A girl Friday? I need somebody that can come and sort through all this crap that I have. I need an organizational expert. That's what I need. Ask yourself this. Are you really organized? I have a friend. His wife is the most organized. Two friends like this. Their wives are the most organized people I've ever met. You go to their house, in my one friend's house, when you go into the pantry, everything is in a plastic container and it's labeled. I mean, if they had to pack up, like with a bug out, she could just put all that stuff neatly in a box and have it ready to go. Not us. Man, I got stuff all over the place. I ain't gonna lie. It's crazy. I admire people that can put their mind in that way. I mean, I do it. I don't even do this politically. I ain't wrong. Let me stop lying. But I can frame out the subject matter and get to the crux of an issue. But I just, that organized mind is something else, man. And I need it. By the way, if you do want to help in any way, the program, you want to help over at the Black Sphere team, theblacksphere.net, you're good with video, and you can do some stuff, and you want to get involved, we'd love to have you. Ooh-wee. We would love to have you. Hey, I want to talk more about this Google thing, right? So, I talked about the other day, they fire this engineer who writes this treatment. He's like a Jerry Maguire. And he just woke up one day and said, you know what? I don't think our culture is conducive to producing the best product. And he says this idea of the gender gap is ridiculous. Google, of all places, wants to hire the best people. Now, don't misunderstand me. You get inside of a company and there are politics, no matter what. I'm watching politics play out in some areas that I go, okay, I get it. And look, I understand women say, you know, let's give some shots to women and put them in power. Congratulations. Go for that. But if you do it at the expense of men, you're going to lose out. And ultimately, this is why I say let Google play itself out. Let Google do what it's going to do. See, all these companies have started this multiculturalism, and they're trying to brainwash people. It's a continuation of brainwashing. The problem is, the more of an adult you become, that's right, leftists are kids, and they're like stupid kids. They're not just regular kids, they're stupid kids. The more of an adult you become, the more you understand the pressures of life. And the more that you understand your humanity, I'm talking about as a human being, you don't think of yourself as a man or a woman. You don't think of yourself as black or white. You think of yourself as a human being. And so it's no longer, I'll use me as an example. When I got into corporate America, they wanted to make me black. I was already black. What do you think you're going to teach me, corporate America? Kevin, would you like to join the Black Engineer Society? Blah, blah, blah. No, I just want to be an engineer working in a company. And it was shocking to the lady that I didn't want to join the Black Employees Association. And that's what it was, Black Employees. I go, is there a White Employees Association? No. Well, then why should there be a black one? That's what I asked her. Well, Kevin, you blacks, you know, you have special circumstances. What special circumstances do I have? I mean, you now have gone to offending me. What special circumstances do I have? Well, you are darker. Well, you try to be. What do you do on vacation? Are you going to go tan on vacation and then join the Black Employees Association? Shut up. Don't talk to me about my special circumstances. I'm a human being, and I come to work as a human being. So here's this Google guy, obviously brilliant. See, that's the beauty of you working for Google. I can say this. Well, he's obviously very smart. Of course he is. So they have a brilliant software engineer, supposedly a higher up, a guy who can hire and fire. And he makes a comment. There is no gender gap. If you're smart, I want to hire you. I mean, I'm putting words in his mouth, but what do you think? You think some brilliant, you know, black chick, overweight, ugly, she interviews and she's got an IQ of 200. And can code like a banshee, and he's going, no, I'm afraid not, Bernadine. We ain't going to hire you. He'd hire her on the spot. They would widen the door. They would put a refrigerator. Whatever she requested, Google would do. What are you talking about? But here's the deal. Google will suffer the consequences of their actions. This is what I tell people all the time. Capitalism is beautiful. Whether it's Facebook, Google, whatever, there are a group of people inside of that company plotting to get out. They're going, you know what, I'm going to make my money, I'm going to do my job, and I'm looking for an angle. And brilliant people like that find their angle. They create the Snapchats and the Instagrams and the whatever else, and they spin off. And eventually, if their culture says, look, we're not coddling you. If I started another company that was a tech company, I'd say my thing would be, you're signing a waiver that says, I will not be coddled. and I waive my rights. It's like flying on an airplane. You sign a waiver that says I cannot do certain things on this airplane, like yell bomb and do whatever else. And so you're going to sign a waiver to work for me. And I'm gonna, and that waiver is going to be airtight, and it's going to say, I cannot be, you know, I'm not going to file charges on, you know, somebody used vulgar language or I got a harsh email. This is going to be a place where people speak their minds and we have open discussion around it, et cetera. And the reason for that is that's the way life works. Those are the best companies. And if some woman comes along and goes, oh, I didn't get the promotion, and somebody's going to say, nope, dear, you didn't get the promotion because you suck at your job. End of story. And by the way, you're fired because you're not going to suck at your job at my company. If you're due for a promotion and you know, and it's a slugfest or whatever, I hope you get it. Good, best of luck. It's a gladiator. Well, maybe I'll call the company Gladiators because I want people to compete and not be belly aching over everything. But ultimately, Google will destroy their company. People will no longer want to have their thoughts and ideas stifled and there to be consequences. Ask yourself this. How many people at Google feel the way that guy felt? Or he feels. It's not like he died. How many people? You think he's in, by the way, do you think he'll have trouble getting a job? Of course not. He's a brilliant guy. So other people are going to get the warning bell that says, ooh, don't say anything. But there's others that are going to go, you know what? That was completely unfair. Google talks about tolerance, yet they don't practice it. They don't give tolerance. They are, in fact, intolerant. And they're going to see the irony of this, and Google will suffer. And so will every other company. Because you know what people are tired of? They're tired of the intolerance of ideas. Our ideas are valid and they're good, and you make yourself better by challenging yourself. You should be challenging yourself every single day. I try to. Short break, folks. Back in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-912-9369. That's 800-912-9369. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-912-9369.
About 9/11 Islam.
Yes,
let me just say again, you know, Sheikh Omar, and you know, he's a coward, and so is Anjum, and it's just like Muhammad was a coward. You know, he had to run away from Mecca when he couldn't have any strength, and he had to get the Jews to strengthen him, actually, in Medina. And the Muslims in 9/11 were cowards. They couldn't fight America. There's no Muslim nation on the face of the earth that even has a chance of fighting the United States head-on in battle. No way. They have to go and attack innocent civilians. And, you know, these verses in the Quran that talk about, like, Surah 8, 65 and 66, hey, Muhammad, rouse the believers to fight. If there's 100 of you, there'll be 200. If there's 100, there'll vanish 1,000 of the unbelievers. Well, obviously, the Muslims are cowards. They don't even believe what their own prophet said. And, you know, Muslims are stupid, and I hate to say that, but they can't make a plane. They had to steal an American plane to fly it into a building. There's no Muslim nation on earth that can even build one plane, or has built one plane. And, you know, this is the same thing with Muhammad. He thought the sun sets in a murky spring. You know, he had no idea. He thought shooting stars were missiles that God sent against Satan. All kind of ridiculous stuff. Muslims are thieves. They had to steal American planes just to perpetrate such an act. And Muhammad was a thief. He stole from the Jews in Medina. He stole from the Quraysh tribes in his raids when he killed and plundered.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I love that clip. That it's a longer clip. That guy just destroys a Muslim cleric that was arguing, debating him on Islam, etc. And just destroyed him. It was amazing to watch. And to listen to the clip, I got to tell you, I get tingly. And like he said, you know, I don't have a problem with people. I have a problem with people who want to kill for the sake of killing. And that's what Muslims do, unfortunately. Anyway, the reason why I bring this up is because a congressman has a painting of the Statue of Liberty in a hijab that hangs in his office. And apparently a fourth or fifth grade student painted it. And it's the Statue of Liberty with a hijab, you know, with the torch lit. And people are having a conniption over. And I was curious, what do you guys think about this? Give us a call at 844-551-8255 or send us a note at kjradio.com. I was torn. I'm not torn in the sense that the Statue of Liberty does not wear a hijab. She does not cover her eyes. She is not Muslim in any way. And it was, but I wasn't offended. It was like, you know what? Put the Statue of Liberty in a hijab. But, you know, we'll put one of the Muslim, well, there are no Muslim women to be, you know, canonized, which I find a little bit funny. See, we have Mary that Christians aspire to be. We have female symbols in our culture, in our religion, all across. The Muslims don't. They don't have any female symbols that they are to be revered. And yet the left love these people. It's amazing. But what do you think about a Statue of Liberty in a hijab hanging in a congressman's office? By the way, this is the same, and it wasn't the same guy, because I think it was Lacey Clay who had a painting by a kid who showed cops beating people of color, of course, and he hung that painting in his office. I mean, the leftists, man, they're just amazingly, they will do anything to promote their narratives, and it's disturbing at times. And here's another story for you that I think is kind of interesting. Serena Williams had her baby, and somebody said it makes her a real woman. She's now a real woman now she's had a baby. Well, there's some irony, because of course that makes her a real woman, which I never questioned her as a real woman, although Serena is a bit butch, you know what I mean? She's a big woman, but I find Serena sexy to a point. I mean, she's not my type per se, but I could see how a guy would go, that's a sexy girl, man. She's big, she's, you know, breasty, you know, curvy. But I mean, she's a big lady. And I'm sure her husband's a big guy, probably at least 6'4". Serena's got to be 6 foot, right? She's a big girl. And her sister's taller. Maybe she's 5'10", 5'11", but she's tall. And so anyway, she has a baby. I remember seeing her on like the cover of something, and they did the pregnancy picture. And she's also very muscular. Anyway, she proves she's a woman. There's no doubt. Unlike some people that the jury's still out on them, like Rosie O'Donnell. You know, Serena's a woman. And I find her attractive in certain ways. So she has this baby. And trouble ensued because somebody was like, it makes her a real woman. And it's like, what are you talking about? You trying to imply something? And people got hot. Twitter lit up over this. You know, like, you know, what do you mean makes her a real woman? So then, you know, of course, women get involved. What do you mean? You have to have a baby to be a real woman? And I love topics like this because the left doesn't know how to react. See, I say, somebody says, oh, it makes her a real woman. And you go, I can see the offense of it, because there are many, many women who cannot have babies, and it doesn't imply that you're not a woman if you cannot have a child. Okay? But it sort of does. And that's sort of the crux of the issue. That's why women that can't have babies probably have take it harder than most. They don't feel like women. So they can compensate by adopting kids or whatever, but it's not the same. I think I have a friend. His wife, they want to have babies for a long time, and she's all woman. She's a very beautiful lady, and they couldn't. I would never think to myself, oh, I wonder if she's a dude. You know, I wouldn't think that. I feel very much sympathy for women who want to have children and can't. So, but there is that angle to it. But there's another angle that's you know, where people are sort of, I mean, you could go in so many different directions with this. Feminists are upset because they say you don't need to have a baby to be a woman. I don't disagree with that. But I also see, you know, them rationalizing not having kids. Like, you know, if you're a mother and you want to go home and raise your kids, well, ooh, you're not even a woman. Because there's that angle too, right? These women get upset with women that want to go home and raise babies, and you know, the husband brings home the bacon and they fry it up in the pan. They hate those ladies. Anyway, there's that. Hey, speaking of that, here's another kind of miscellaneous story. Chelsea Clinton wants gender stereotype as a movie rating. Gender stereotype. Have you heard of such nonsense? So in other words, if you go in and it says, you know, this movie subjugates women to such a degree, so you couldn't make a movie probably like, say, Coyote Ugly. Or, I mean, what are the list of movies you couldn't make with gender stereotype? By the way, what about the gender stereotypes of men? You know, you couldn't make any Sylvester Stallone's out of work, right? Because he gender stereotypes men. They're all tough guys, you know, even if they retire. They're all tough guys. The Dolph Lundgrens and the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and people like that. Even Jason Statham, he stereotypes. Who else stereotypes? Oh, so I guess the only movies that could be made are like Lara Croft Tomb Raider. What? What movies can be made if you don't gender stereotype? Oh, so if you make a movie, and my producer and I are kind of having a conversation here. So if you make a movie where a dude acts like a pansy, like in the movie Mannequin. You remember Mannequin? Where the guy falls in love with a doll and his sidekick, Meshach Taylor, one of the funniest roles I've ever seen, plays a black gay guy. That's cool. That's not a gender stereotype. Maybe it is, actually. Because it certainly was a stereotype of gays. But what, I'm just saying, what qualifies and how do you rank? Chelsea Clinton has got too much money and too much time on her hands. Because she sits around thinking about of the most silly stuff. This girl is crazy. I think Bill and Hillary are embarrassed by Chelsea Clinton. They won't admit it. But come on. Gender stereotype. I just want to see how that plays out. I'm going to come up with a list of movies. I'm not going to have time during the break. But I'm going to come up with a list of movies where gender stereotypes, or maybe here's what we do. We look at movies and we flip them and say, who would have been a better actress? What actress could have played the role of First Blood, you know, with Sylvester Stallone in First Blood? Who would you have gotten? Meryl Streep? Because that would have been a great role for, because, you know, she's kind of matronly. So let Meryl Streep play Rambo. That'll get you like the A, whatever the top listing is on the gender stereotype scale. Come see Meryl Streep and Rambo. Or what was the cooking show with Meryl Streep played that cooking lady? Let Sylvester Stallone play that role and correct all of the gender stereotypes.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Something wrong here. Gonna break down. You think you're oppressed, black man, and you have the SAT scores of a third grader and get into Harvard. Shut up. Tired of your constant bitching, Rothstein. All you know how to do is upside my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How are you going to read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something wrong. Out.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. I got to tell you, certain things offend me. And one of the things that offends me a lot is the marginalization of black folks. And it happens so often, it's become commonplace that leftists don't even pretend to care about the racism of low expectations. How patronizing it is to always have leftists trying to figure out a way to, you know, make black people feel like, oh, I know you're dumb, but we're going to make it to where it appears that you're smart. And, you know, oh my God, seriously, people? And we have yet another case of this type of thing happening, and I'll get to it in a second. I want to recap some of the ways I'm talking about, some of the things I'm talking about. So, for example, in Canada, they've been bringing over all these West Indies, blacks, Africans, what have you. They put them in regular Canadian schools, and they say they can't keep up. And it's demoralizing to the black kids. So let's form a school only for blacks. Now, I want to just explain to you how crazy that is. Let's take blacks out of white schools. George Wallace would be smiling right now if he knew what the heck is going on. In other words, let's not segregate based on the fact that they're black and white. Let's get them to segregate by showing them how stupid they are. And so what white folks would do by saying, you can't come to our school, you crazy Negro, you colored person, whatever. Now they go, hey, you know what? You might not want to be here because it's a different level of competition. And black people go, you know, that's a good idea. We'll just have our own school and the kids will look like they're really smart. And then it'll just be comparing black to black. Whose idiotic idea is this? Self-segregation brought on by bourgeois leftists who claim they're trying to help black folks. Let me tell you, the best way to help somebody is to put them in a situation where they must perform. You know what I tell my kid when I mean, he's young and he's still learning this, but I tell him I'm instilling this early on so he gets it. No matter what it is you do, act as if your life depends on it. To solve a problem, act as if you don't solve that problem, you die. It could be a math problem. And I want you to, what happens when you act as if something can kill you is you get a confidence that says, no matter what, I must solve this problem. I always think of it as hanging off of a cliff, a sheer cliff. And you think, there's no way I can get myself up on that cliff. My fingers are going to get sweaty and all that. And could be. I'm not going to tell you you're going to survive everything. But what I'll also tell you is this. If you put me in a situation where I've got to hang on, it's life or death, I'm going to hang on a little longer. I may eventually die. But I'm going to be saying, letting go is the end. So we've trained people to just give up. You know, to take the easy way out. No strife. There's a situation, and this has gone on all over the country, and anybody that's listened to the program knows this. Knows I've talked about it. The idea that these school administrators will cheat on black kids' exams in order to give them the false sense of security that, oh yeah, our school is a school of distinction. So I want you to, every time you pass by one of these schools in a big city, it'll say, accredited or accredited with distinction. Let me tell you what they do to get accredited with distinction. I can tell you this firsthand. My son, who's one of the most gifted students in his school, is asked to take every test. They go, we're going to be doing a random test, and if your name is called, then you would be taking the test on behalf of the school, and it is really random, but we want everybody to understand that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you know what the random is? They take the top couple of students out of every class, and they randomly rank the school. And so they get accredited with distinction by taking the top students. They don't get accredited with distinction by taking the average student because they never make it. And I can tell you that happened because we got a letter saying, your child was picked at random to take the test or whatever. And we talked to his teacher, who was a conservative, believe it or not, and she told us, there's nothing random about it. We're taking the best students. And my kid is one of the best students. And it's flattering, but it's not the case. And so what I told my son is, I said, there was a voluntary test, and they said, we'd like to, you know, again, randomly select these students, and they selected my son, and I told him to tell the principal, I'm not taking that test. Because they had put in, oh, you know, it's a blah, blah, blah. They make it sound, it's so good, and, you know, it's they're representing us, and yada, yada. And I said, not my son. Go find another kid. So, look, I get that we all want our kids to be, you know, smarter and better, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is that government schools, and Neil Bortz tweeted out the other day, that government schools should be called what they are, government schools, indoctrination schools. And the problem is they're not even indoctrinating you to love the government, to love the country. But they're government schools. And the same rules that's being played on you politically is being played on your kids. It's being played on you to believe that, oh, my kid goes to a great school when they don't. Your kid goes to a very mediocre school where they've taken the best students to get these distinctions and awards. And you think, oh, you know, my kid's teacher is really good or whatever, or my school, blah, blah, blah. No. And see, other countries aren't playing around with education the way our country does. They're really looking for ways to get their kids to learn better, challenging these kids. If we lose that advantage as Americans, we're toast. We're too lazy. We're too soft to keep up otherwise. We must do it with mentality and that American spirit that brews in you. Anyway, let me get to this story. It was a Virginia high school that sent a letter to parents and students announcing they were going to select students for advanced placement in honors classes at least partly based on skin color. So here's what the thing reads. Through our collective work, advanced classes such as AP and honors will have proportional representation. Proportional representation is 40% white, 35% Hispanic, 12% African American, and 10% mixed race. So they've parceled it out. What is that? Let's see, 75. So they're missing a few percentage points there, but you get the drift. And the letter went on to explain that public schools across the country, quote, continue to see outcomes that are disproportionate by race and social class. So here's what I can tell you. Disproportionate by race is ridiculous. That just means you got to start teaching people better. You have to have an expectation of students wanting to learn. Disproportionate by class is equally stupid because rich kids are stupid in the same proportion as poor kids. Now, I know there are people out there, well, Kevin, you can have your kids get tutors and all that. You're exactly right. And all that's available to any student, as are most of their parents, other students. If you want to learn, you can learn. Stop making people believe that if somebody doesn't give them everything they need to learn, then they can't learn. The internet is a great place to learn. There are tutorials on everything. If you want to relive a subject, I promise you, Google it or search for it on YouTube. It's there. This idea, American demography, choosing who's a good student or bad, is ridiculous. I want, if AP ends up being 12% Asian or 15% Asian, so be it. Why do we start this nonsense? And this dumbing down of blacks really upsets me.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.